me Mr. Tibbs.
Afternoon, guys. I think we'll have to see how this one goes because the field is very busy today. I just saw a jogger high five with a dog walker, so you can see things are sort of changing. But yeah, it's that nice sort of just before sunset-y, what do they call this, the golden hour or whatever, the golden shower if it rains. Yeah, blessed be the fruit. I mean, wouldn't it be good to have a set greeting like that, like through life? Like, remember that back in primary school? Well, actually, this is probably quite specific to me, but yeah, Mrs. Gooch, the head teacher, walks in. Good morning, everyone. And then we'd all go like little robots, like, good morning, Mrs. Gooch. Good morning, everybody. Oh, we've got a visitor today. She's come to chat some boring shit for 15 minutes. Everyone say hello to Mrs. McMillan. Good morning, Mrs. McMillan. Good morning, everybody. I mean, was that just my school? But yeah, genuinely, our head teacher, she's called Mrs. Gooch, and totally got away with it as well. I can't remember any of the other teachers' names, but that must be where sort of all the teachers with funny names go, like into the shelter of primary. Because yeah, the kids don't know any better, do they? Like, hello class, my name is Mr. Bacon, Chris P. Bacon, and these are my colleagues, Jenny Talia, Dan Gleeballs, of course, back again, Dennis Elbow, hello Dennis, Gladys Friday, hello Gladys, Mike Oxlong, Mr. Oxlong, hey, would you blow me? Oh, what's that from? That's from a film, isn't it? Oh. Oh dear, right. But yeah, the last few days have been what can only be described, well, I think this is straight from the Met Office, as foggy bastards. And well, that's why you listen to Tidbits Pod, isn't it? For out of date parochial weather chat. Oh, remember the summertime, Helen? Yeah, remember summer? Yeah. Oh, it was warm, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. Doesn't it get dark early now? Yeah, yeah. I mean, look at that. Look, yeah, not even 4 o'clock and it's already getting bloody dark. Yeah. Oh, bloody hell. Yeah, I know, yeah. Oh, I've still got my sunglasses on. What am I like? I don't need those. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, ever so dark now. How interesting. Yeah, how bloody. Yeah, that's a good point. Then a little pal sort of try. Oh, yeah, winter's different to summer. Yeah, excellent point, Barbara. Yeah, excellent point. I'm really glad we had this chat, and I'll see you next week. And yeah, give my love to your Jamie and the kids, and yeah. Oh, how's my Jamie? Yeah. He's fine, yeah. Kids are fine, yeah. Dog's fine, yeah. Nearly fucking swallowed me tongue. Oh, dear. But, yeah, it's actually been a pretty sort of bleak few days. I haven't been out early enough in my little walks to sort of be in the fields or the woods, so instead of just being sort of moseying around the roads, which isn't quite the same, but yeah, walking with my headphones on as well. I remember Mum used to say, like, I'd get murdered if I was wearing headphones. Oh, don't walk around with your headphones on. Oh, no, not at night, no. Someone will smash you on the back of the head with a pipe. Yeah, you won't hear them coming. Yeah. Oh, with a pipe as well, so specific. But ultimately, she is right. It's just a matter of time, isn't it? But what are you going to do? Yeah, since the last one, I've been going, like, sort of cracking on with audiobooks and listening to, like, I listened to the whole of a series called Heist, voiced by Michael Caine. You guys know how much I like crime shit. Just getting some ideas. And also, I've read, listened to, like, what do you actually say with audiobooks? Not technically reading, but listen to, yeah. So anyway, this is what I wanted to talk about. Like, this is what that greeting was from the Handmaid's Tale. Like, fucking hell, it's amazing. And yeah, I've got the version that's narrated by Elizabeth Moss. It was really intense. Like, yeah, recommended by my mate Ginger Bob. Hello, Robert. But yeah, it's sort of lots of talking, really, really gently, like this, really, really sort of quietly, carefully, faded memories fading, brainwashing, very sort of calm and yet decorated with real sort of brutal imagery and, yeah, and real, like, sort of disgusting details, yeah, but so calm. God, no wonder it won awards. It is fucking good. And well, as with all of these, I won't ruin it for you, but yeah, just know that there's some pretty intense sequences. Well, being an audiobook as well, it means that you're not sort of in your own sort of safe reading spot. Like, I was listening in the co-op, like, and it got to a bit that's really sort of sad and intense. And well, for those that have read it, it's the bit where she's in the bedroom with Serena Joy and the commander. Like, quite detailed and fucking horrible. Mothball smells and juice. I mean, anyway, yeah, there I am listening to this scene play out, like, just standing in the queue, all sort of uneasy. Staring at the abyss like a sort of Vietnam vet or something. You were there, man! Oh, I've put the twiglets down. Yeah, but like, do you ever sort of wonder when people around, what they actually sort of think you're listening to if you've got headphones on? I reckon, sort of from the look of me, like, they'd think I'd be listening to, like, sort of tunes that Alan Partridge would play on his radio show. Like, sort of Shaking Stevens or Dire Straits. Krista Berg, like, that kind of vibe. Well, actually, yeah, in a way, I was listening to Lady in Red, just a real sort of bleak, really bleak version. But, oh dear, well, it's kind of more of a stripped back version at that point. Oh dear, that's pretty grim. But, yeah, I can never actually sort of convey how and why I sort of like something, like, without either ruining it or taking a piss out of it or both. But yeah, I put it up there as one of those great sort of dystopian, futury, you know, that kind of genre, whatever that is, like with, like, Brave New World and 1984, that kind of thing. It's really, 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 really good. But I mean, do you really say you've enjoyed something like that? It's important, but are you having a nice time? It's sort of, I mean, how do you recommend stuff like that? Like, I mean, sitting around with your pals. Schindler's List, anyone? Yeah? It's got the guy from Taken in it. Anyone? Yeah? Remember Miss Honey from Matilda? Yeah, she's in it. Yeah. No? How about Waltz with Bashir? Waltz with Bashir, anyone? It's a cartoon, that would be nice. Fucking hell, right? Not going to pursue that train of thought because that's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. Got to keep it together, Tony. We've got to get it back. Oh, dear. Right. Who wants to learn a little phrase that I picked up last week? Lovely phrase. I'll break it into little chunks for you. So repeat after me. Like, preferably out loud, but in your head is also fine. There's five parts, so let's go through slowly. So, Warif. First part, Warif. Repeat after me in your head. Warif. Axie. Gore. Redui. Ooh. So, one more time through. Warif. Repeat. Axie. Gore. Redui. Ooh. Right. So, Warif, Axie, Gore, Redui, ooh. And, yeah, that's the phrase. Keep that in your head. And, well, we'll come back to that in a minute, but I think the perfect use of it needs the context. So, I was waiting for a bus outside of London Bridge Station and saw a sort of older couple trying to take a picture of themselves, like, and they were trying to do it so they're looking at each other and then the shard is in the background, and yeah, they were struggling through with like the camera on their telephone, and they didn't use the camera on the front so they couldn't see what they were doing. Like, instead they were just trying to angle like the back of the phone, like, you know, that kind of vibe, like you would with a proper camera. And yeah, they just couldn't get it to work. And like when he was testing it up close, like it was working fine, but then they'd try and do the picture and it would just sort of come out brown or dark. And yeah, for the onlooker, for me, like, what was really obvious was like when they were doing the pose, like the flap of his phone case was coming down and covering the actual like lens or whatever. And well, yeah, he's just basically taking a picture of the inside of his phone, so well, the case. And yeah, normally I'd have just sort of offered to take the picture, but because of restrictions that we have at the moment, like I was trying to chip in from a distance, and well, I sort of go like, oh yeah, yeah, excuse me, mate. Yeah, it's the case. It's the case. Your telephone case is blocking the camera. And then, like, it was the perfect use of our phrase. Like, all five parts condensed into sort of one noise. Like, he took his eyes off his wife, sort of looks over at me and goes like, what if I got to do here? What if I got to do here? What if I got to do here? Unbelievable. It was like poetry. But I mean, instead of saying anything back, I just sort of walked off, which ultimately would have made it look more weird because I just abandoned my bus plan. So then, like, then it would have looked like I just sort of, like, the whole reason I've been standing there was to to watch them or something. And well, the wheels fell off that story, didn't they? I should have ended it a couple of sentences ago. But yeah, right, let's call it a day. So we've got some good things coming up in the pipes, guys. Like, keep spreading the word. Don't be embarrassed to just whack out a link into one of, you know, well, want to put your favourite show into, like, maybe a WhatsApp group or something. Like, yeah, give this fella a go. He's like a budget version of Adam Buxton or something. But yeah, maybe you can use it to bond, who knows. But yeah, the email to get in touch is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. send me a message, and yeah, the rest is in the show notes. Like, why not have a little nose round in there? And I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time. So right, that's it. Have a lovely few days, guys, and I look forward to having your company again in the near future. See you later.